and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back to me. Welcome back to Natalie.
Hello.
Who's had like a lot of vacations, by the way, that I want to hear about. And special guest today, Nancy Bello.
Hi, guys.
Yay.
Happy to be home.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, we were just talking about how first, Natalie waddled in.
Yes. I'm getting very large.
You really look good,
in
though.
In charge.
Yeah, I got news for you. I waddled in, too.
So did I.
Well, my gosh.
But we were saying how bad, like, I don't remember ever having jet lag like this before.
When did it hit you?
Day one.
We
flew back Friday.
I felt okay, though. I unpacked.
So did I.
I cleaned up the suitcases. I put them all away.
Me too.
I separated the laundry.
Yep, me too.
I felt like, hey,
yeah,
not bad.
Uh-huh.
I got this.
I was tired, but I did it.
And you slept through the night and you were good?
Well, first we went out to Javier's.
I knew it. I knew you were going to do that.
I was going to text you.
Oh, no.
We went to Javier's and then there was a huge earthquake.
Yes.
While we were at Javier's.
Yes. Oh,
it was the craziest thing.
Did you feel it?
Oh, yeah. It was huge. Yeah. All the lights were swinging. Yeah. I was like, is this safe? Should we be in here?
Welcome home.
Yeah, no, it's kicking my butt. But let's go back to the beginning, because all I'm getting from people is, can't wait to hear about the trip. Can't wait to hear about the trip. Must. I will tell you, Lindsay's going to be very proud because I made my personal photographer, Dr. Dubrow, take a photo of me every day.
He cooperated.
He did. But in the hotel, like sort of a blank background, just a picture of what I was wearing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were asking to see like the fashion. So I was like, okay. And I didn't want to do that thing when we're out, like, let's take 72 pictures and blah, blah, blah. So I tried to pick my moments. But he was cool about it.
He was very cool about it.
That's great.
I was really impressed.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Except that there were quite a few takes.
Oh, for him.
For him.
Oh,
what do you mean? Oh, no. For him?
Oh, for him. Because I would say,
did
like,
did he have that many outfit changes?
No. What happened was, okay, so every once in a while I would make a little video, right, on the camera. Not too many, but like
a few.
One here and there. And then I'd want a pretty picture of me and Nancy somewhere. Yeah. We looked particularly cute one night and wanted to post it. So I took it on my phone. And we were at Hotel de Paris and I wanted to do like a picture walking through the lobby, like walking into Monte Carlo Live.
Yeah.
So we did it. And well, you tell the story.
Well, listen, first of all, to get the lobby without people.
Yeah.
It was a very short fuse.
Right.
So she would...
I would twirl.
Do your deal. And okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You go,
He would?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Could we do that again?
Oh, no.
He was like Fellini. He made me do it like 12 times. It was so embarrassing.
More people coming in.
Now
God, we got
an audience.
For... Oh, yeah.
It was a
You're like,
thing.
Just keep it rolling. Just keep it rolling.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was
pretty
really...
cute, though.
He was super cute.
He was very cooperative.
Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you and I have not spoken about
this.
And I want Nancy to fill in holes and talk about it. But we, first of all, we had the best time ever.
It was great. It was a fun experience.
So fun.
From beginning to end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, little snafus here and there along the way. But, but basically,
okay.
Net positive. All right. So... let's start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to the airport and Terry, you know, I really wanted to have that moment at Petrosian that we had talked about before we left. And I was like, oh, he's not going to want to do that. He's going to want to sit in the lounge, whatever. And he said to me before we left, no, I want to have this moment. Because I love being in that international terminal.
Oh, it's a great airport.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh my God, the terminals are shopping and restaurants. And
there's a good buzz in there.
Yep. So, so good. So we... So we sat there and we had that beluga vodka, icy cold, and which was the beginning of our incredibly long 2 weeks of alcoholism.
<Yeah. laughs>
So we had our vodka and we sat and we like had a moment together, and it was a really nice beginning of the trip. So we tried to upgrade to first class and there was no first class. So we were in business, which was fine, but we get into business. And of course... everyone's shade is closed except...
oh, no.
Oh, yeah, the one behind me. And the guy is asleep with an eye mask on. And his... why? I mean, I understand people. Some people are like, I'm claustrophobic. I need my shade up.
But once you're asleep... or you
and
know
you have an eye mask on.
Shut the shade.
Shut the shade.
Yeah.
Didn't shut the shade. But I was like, all right, whatever. So we did that and we flew to Paris.
This is just you and Terry.
This is just me and Terry because Nancy
and
Mike.
We were already there.
They were,
in
Provence.
Okay.
They were living their best lives.
Yeah. Okay, I love it.
Totally. Tell them the hotel you were at, though.
Crillon La Brave. It's a little village that the hotel had acquired. So the hotel rooms are actually homes that people used to live in.
Wow.
So you're going down a little street and your room is maybe up there, up the little stairs, over the little bridge.
I love that. It was.
Would you go back there?
Oh yeah.
Okay. By the way, we're going to talk about all the hotels we went to. Yeah. And Nancy and I, we love to see hotels, so we looked at everything.
Oh, that's
like even
so
places
great.
We weren't staying at, just to get an idea.
Oh yeah, we had to just pop in and see if we missed something.
Yeah.
Or for next time, depending if we wanted to go back. So we have to fly to Paris, and then you take like this hideous commuter flight from Paris to Nice, and it's basically like Southwest.
Yeah.
So it's three across and three across, and there were like the tallest, hugest men walking onto our flight, like basketball players.
Yeah.
Did you notice there were a lot of basketball players
there
around?
There were.
I don't know why.
Are they off season?
I don't know. But there's a lot of basketball players everywhere. So there were all these huge people. And you know, when you're sitting in a three-seater, you're thinking, oh gosh, let it be someone small.
Let
it not be someone big. Anyway, so we ended up, some small girl sat with us, which was fine. And we took the little puddle jumper thing. We landed in Saint-Tropez and they picked us up. We get on, they take us to the helicopter. It was like very, very smooth. Mm-hmm. And we get up in the helicopter, but our helicopter pilot did not speak a word of English.
Uh-huh.
So it was like this really beautiful 20-minute flight where we learned nothing.
No narration.
I had no idea where we were. I was just like, beautiful water. There's some land over there.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that kind of thing. And then, so we're going to land, and he's going down and down, and we're looking, and we're like, well, where's the helipad? Like, where is he landing?
Yeah.
Because all I see are acres and acres of vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically landed in the middle of the vineyard.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like that.
How pretty beautiful, cool.
And
though.
I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, is he going to kill us? Is he going to, like, why are we landing here? And then there was a car right there ready to take us. But the only problem was the car, because, you know, you're always worried about being in a helicopter. You know, is it safe? Is it not safe? There's only one pilot and the whole thing. And so we make it through the flight, and I'm, like, you know, so happy and relieved, and we land. And then the guy in the car, who was fabulous, but there's no road. Because we're driving through this vineyard, and the topography was so bad, and like little cliffs next to you. I'm thinking, oh my God, we're going to die in the car.
Oh gosh.
On the way. But it was beautiful. I mean, really, really beautiful. So we get to our hotel where Mike and Nancy were already there waiting for us, and it was called Cheval Blanc. So it used to be Hotel de la Pinede.
Yes. Many years ago.
Yes. And they closed. And so many places that we went to have been recently renovated, which was great.
Which was great.
Oh my gosh. Love this hotel.
I think that was the highlight.
Right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, well, it was right on the beach. Uh-huh.
So they have their own little
one. Yeah, they have their own beach.
They have their own private little beach.
Okay. Which is really the only hotel in Saint-Tropez that has their own beach.
Okay.
Private beach.
Private beach.
Okay.
Because
private
like Biblos and all those, they're all along. Yeah. The rest of the hotels are all along this one beach, like where Club 55 is and all these places. They're all along this one beach. So it's not private. But this one's like,
And what's the vibe like?
Well, it's pretty quiet.
It's very quiet.
So it's not.
We don't play music there.
Oh.
Which
did you guys get in trouble?
Well, I said he was going to bring out his little speaker.
Oh, gosh.
I said, I don't think so. It's probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea.
We can do it elsewhere.
But it was romantic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. And so the whole place is recently renovated.
Yeah.
And there's the hotel, and then there's the beach, and next to the beach, there's these two rooms that are in like a turret, like a silo, like a round thing. So the bellows were on the top, and we were on the bottom of this turret.
Gosh.
Yeah. Not planned.
No.
You can't hear anything, right?
No.
Okay,
because I said to them, I go, listen, lady.
You better keep it down.
If you're going to put the pumps on, I'm going to know what's going on. But we get there, and Mike and Nancy were already on the beach, and our room wasn't ready. So we went and we sat, and we hung out, and we had a little drink, and the whole thing, and then we checked into our room. The only thing is, so the rooms are gorgeous. I mean, I loved my room.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Beautiful. The bed was gorgeous. They have a great way of blacking out the room. Uh-huh. The air conditioning is like nice and icy cold.
That's priority for them.
Of course.
Cold and dark.
Cold and dark. It's got to be cold and dark, even though he sleeps with an eye mask.
Right.
Like the guy behind me on the plane. But so cold and dark, but just so beautifully appointed. The wood in the room.
Yes.
The way the closet opened. It had mirrors.
It's almost like you were on a ship, like a yacht.
It was like we were on a boat. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the bathroom was gorgeous. This beautiful bathtub and shower and two. I mean, it was just so beautiful. The only problem is these rooms are small.
A little small. And so, therefore, my extra luggage was on the terrace.
No.
No, it wouldn't fit in the room. So I had to unpack, put my few things in the, and then the
put it outside.
There was no room.
That tiny?
Could not open the,
it was a
couldn't leave the luggage open.
Well, I would say, I mean, like, I didn't see your room, but our room was like, I think it was, I'm going to call it like a little bit bigger, but I think it was like, I'm going to say like a junior suite. Would you call it that?
But you guys also had what, like 4 bags each?
Well, this is the thing. So, and people have been asking about this too. We each had the same amount of bags. We each had those lightweight wheelies. We each had one large, 2 medium, and we each had a small one to roll on. The plane, right?
Right.
So we each had 5 bags. But like you're saying, for this size room, this is a lot of bags to have with you.
Yeah.
And maybe what we should have done is had them take, maybe next time we go, we should have them take the bags.
I think you, need, your to, I think you need to pack one suitcase just for...
I think we did that.
But I, yeah, but I was always, oh, there's something, always something in the other one that I want. That I have to open up because there's always...
Like you never know. It could be that one thing. Yeah,
I don't know. It gets complicated.
It does get complicated. I think I did pretty well with the packing because you and I did very similar packing. So I had one specific. Yeah, one side for this town, one side for that town. And the only thing I had to do was sort of repack to move dirty stuff over. And if there were one or two pairs of shoes that I needed to move forward with me, I would move them over.
Right.
My biggest thing was Terry and his clothes. So Samara had come over, and didn't he look good?
Very impressive.
Really?
He was not in black the entire trip.
There was navy.
Way.
There was navy.
There was khaki.
Khaki.
What?
There was white.
White.
Yes. What shoes did he wear?
And he even changed his shoes.
He did.
What?
He took off the high heels.
He did? Oh my God.
That was so... No, he looked really good. No, but here was the only thing for me is that... I wanted him to be so relaxed and have such a good time that I wanted to just make it like effortless. He didn't have to think about anything. So obviously like we packed for him and then everything. And then before I would get dressed for the day, I would lay out his clothes.
Oh my Lord.
I'd lay out his clothes. Well, at least I didn't put toothpaste on his toothbrush.
I mean, you might as well have.
I do that for my son. Oh. Anyway, so I would lay out his clothes. But honestly, by like day 11, he said, what am I wearing? And I was like, oh, because, you know, you want to get dressed. I know. It's totally my fault. But anyway, so we check in. I unpacked. And we were there for 4 nights. So we could unpack a significant amount of clothes. So I did all that. And we went that night to a restaurant called La Tigre. But what was really funny was we were in the bar. And we were talking. And Terry's show, I think it was that night, Terry's show was coming out. And was it that night or the next night? No, maybe it was the next. Wait, I wrote notes.
It seems like forever.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
I don't remember, but I'll just tell the story anyway. So we were in the bar one of these nights, and Terry was talking about his show, License to Kill, that was coming out that night. And he was saying that someone said he was in the Lawrence Welk time slot. Now, I don't know if you know who Lawrence Welk is, a little before your time, but years ago, he was like, he had an orchestra, and it would be on Sunday nights. And it was kind of for the older generation. And so Harvey Levin from TNZ had said to Terry, oh, you're in the Lawrence Welk spot. And he didn't mean it to be a compliment necessarily.
Right.
But anyway.
When you're older, you know who that is.
Exactly.
What he's talking about.
And it was a big thing. So Terry's funny because he remembers Lawrence Welk and he remembers that, you know, he was a kid and on Sunday nights there was nothing else to watch and your parents were watching Lawrence Welk.
So funny.
There was nothing else to watch. So you'd sit and watch it. And the whole thing. Anyway, he's telling us the story in this bar and there's this table, like sort of sitting near us, and this young man goes, did you just say Lawrence Welk?
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, yeah. And he goes, that's my grandfather.
Stop.
And he goes, and this is my dad. This is his son.
No.
Yeah. And this is my girlfriend who we just got engaged. And I'm like, that is so, and they live in Malibu, whatever. Anyway, and then we met her twin sister and the father who lives in Bel Air and
that
built a house.
So
it was so
hilarious.
Funny, but like how random.
So we would refer,
that
refer
would
to
happen
them
to you guys.
As the Lawrence Welk family.
There was the Lawrence Welk family. Well, he was Lawrence Welk Jr.
Oh,
is that hilarious?
That is so random.
So then, so we did. So it was so funny. Anyway, so we went to this restaurant the first night called La Tigre. Okay, and I will tell you now that I just said that, the one thing I really regret doing, not doing before we went, was brushing up on my French.
Well, it certainly came out.
What
during
I was drunk.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you know what I drink, languages come
out.
Oh,
it just kept, it was just flowing.
Really?
The drunker she got, The more fluent
she became.
The problem is my accent is good and I don't know that much. So then people think I know what I'm like, I understand.
Hilarious.
And then they'll start
speak French.
And then I'm like,
wait, don't know.
Sorry. But anyway, this place was so cool. It was on a rooftop and it was Asian and it was sexy. Remember they had like tiger masks?
Yes, which I brought home.
You brought home the tiger mask?
I gave it to Mia.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, she loved it. Yeah.
But we were sitting at the rooftop and we wanted this. They put us at this table that you couldn't see the view. And so we're like, yeah, let's wait for a different table. And what we learned is the French response, first response to everything is no.
No.
Doesn't matter. Right. You can't even get the question. Would it be
No.
May I?
No.
Do you think we could? No. Okay. But we learned to massage the word no into a we after a while.
Uh-huh.
Not everywhere, but most places. But anyway, so we waited and then they gave us this fabulous table. And I have pictures of all of this, you know, overlooking the water.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And they have like strung lights and really
it's
cool.
Very cool.
Asian
very
food.
Cool vibe.
And
the
food was good?
Food was very good there. Remember, we ate a lot of egg rolls there. Yeah. That's what I'm remembering. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all coming back to me.
Yeah. There's something about being in a beautiful environment that just, it makes me feel better. And let's face it, we spend most of our time, at home. So shouldn't your home be like the most incredible place you want to go? And where do we spend the most time in our home? In our beds. You spent a third of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? And, you know, it's summer, it's hot outside. Maybe it's time to, like, switch up your sheets and duvets to something a little breezier, a little lightweight, a little soft. Well, check out Brooklinen's newest linen collection with an incredibly beautiful assortment of colors. Brooklinen's got 35,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. I mean, they've got 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. Brooklinen has a really good mission. They want to make you comfortable with luxury linen sheets and robes without the luxury markups. Because I will tell you something. I, in my life, had paid mucho dollars for sheets and been really disappointed. But Brooklinen, oh my God, amazing, airy linen pieces. And they give your bedroom a chic, relaxed feel while providing you with the ultimate comfort. They've got 12 beautiful linen colors and patterns to choose from. It's in their name, so you know it's good. Brooklinen's newest linen collection is amazing. I couldn't recommend their products more. I mean, for graduates, newlyweds, friends, or family, or just treating yourself to the bedroom upgrade you deserve. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get 10% off and free shipping. You know I love free. When you use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Heather. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. And so the next day we had plans to go to Club 5-on-5, which is French for 55. So this is one thing we didn't understand that I would do differently next time. So we knew that we were supposed to have lunch there, but we thought you hang out at the beach club there. The beach club there is very... it's like a local place. So there's a lot of local people there and people that are staying nearby. And it's a lot of families.
Very close.
Everyone's close together.
Very close. Yeah.
Everyone's close together. And the services of the beach are okay. But there's like one gentleman serving the entire beach.
Mm.
They have a bar you can go up to and a really cute shop. But I wouldn't go sit there again.
Got it.
Having said that, lunch at 5-on-5
was fantastic.
Oh,
really?
It was worth it. It was worth it. We should have just gone for lunch.
Yes. Like next time I would just go there.
Right.
It was so fun. And they gave us this incredible table, like literally in the middle of the restaurant, which is exactly where you want to be. And there's just people everywhere and there's music playing and there's live music and they're walking around. And this is like a 3-hour lunch. And it starts with, they bring you this trough of vegetables. Like, you want to talk about crudité, but it's all whole vegetables, and you just rip them and cut them. And
it was amazing.
The food was amazing. And what's so funny is, so David Heil's daughter, Blaze, who lives in New York, she was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she comes out, she's like, hi, it's Blaze. Because, you know, she was so out of context that we all, I think, were staring at her for a second. And we're like, oh my God, Blaze. She was there with her boyfriend and their friends, and they were like two tables over.
Oh, my goodness.
There we are. And there she is.
And there she is at Club 5-on-5.
Yeah.
How fun. So we took a picture with her and sent it to David.
That's awesome.
Because it was just so random.
It is so random.
And then she had given me the names of places to go in Paris and that kind of thing, because she travels a lot.
She travels, and she's in the fashion industry.
Right. So she knows the hot spots.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, tips, because we're going to give tips as we go along here. Talk to people that you meet. Mm-hmm. Because when you talk to people, because remember we heard about, I'll talk about it later, but Capistel, like Nancy and I did a lot of research before we went, and there were certain places that we had never heard of.
Right.
Yeah. And then when we were there, we would talk to locals or talk to, you know, French people who were traveling and whatnot, and hear about different places.
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing? Yes. All right. So the lunch, it was like a 3-hour lunch. We had those crudités, the largest artichokes
I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
No, like the size of your head.
Oh my gosh.
The biggest, largest artichokes.
They give you all this large food on the smallest table.
Oh yeah.
Isn't it always
so everyone's
table?
Just like,
I don't think everyone orders like we do though.
Oh, maybe that's why.
You guys order like the whole menu.
Well, yes. we have cocktails, and then we have wine, and then we have and we like to try
abundance
of things. Yes. All right, so I was sort of proud of myself the first night because I took my flat iron and I turned down the heat so that I could flat iron my hair, because you know when you plug things into foreign plugs, they get hot. Mm-hmm. And I knew this, so I made sure to take the flat iron that has a dial on it that turns down. Okay, so we get back from Sank on Sank, and we get to our hotel, and now we're going to change, and we're going to go to this dinner at La Opera. And I decided I'm going to curl my ponytail because it's going to look really good. So I pull out my curling iron, that beach wave runner thing I have that spins.
Yeah.
I pull it out, and I turned, because it's got a temperature on it.
Yeah.
So I turned the temperature down. So it was low. So I'm like, okay, great. So I pull this piece of hair from back behind my head, and I clip it, and it spins, and all of a sudden I hear and smoke and the most horrible smell you have ever smelled in your entire life. I was like, my head was on fire.
Oh my God. You just burned your hair off.
Oh, literally burned my hair off.
But it was the back bottom, so you can't really tell.
Let's see. Is there a bald spot?
It's probably this.
Oh,
it was down to here. I burned the whole thing off. And Terry's like, what is that smell?
Oh,
and I'm like, holy shit. I'm like tapping my head.
How drunk were you?
I was sober at that point. That's what's so scary. Thank God I wasn't drunk, or I might have started in the front.
Right. Oh my gosh.
But what's so funny is years ago, like 20 years ago, I was on a show with Kelly, and he had a flat iron that was like bad. And he went to go do my hair, and he fried off a piece of my, like a whole chunk came off in his hand, and his face was like, and I go, what happened? He goes, nothing, everything's fine. So he started doing this thing where he would clip the flat iron on a tissue to make sure it wasn't like too hot.
He learned.
So anyway, so I sent him the picture, and he goes, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. All right. So there was no curly ponytail, and that was the end of my using hot tools.
Oh my gosh.
On my hair. Okay, so that was a fail. Then we went to this place called La Opera.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. So we walked in there, and when you walk in, the town of Saint-Tropez is not big.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. It's so cute, and there's all these restaurants right on the water, and all these...
The yachts.
And
it's beautiful.
Amazing.
And it's cobblestone? Everything is cobblestone? Or
ish. Yeah. Yes.
Like, is it uncomfortable walking in a heel?
We did well.
We did pretty well. I have so many scabs and blisters on my feet.
Oh, no.
Well, I wanted to act French. You know, when in Rome, they say, right?
Right.
So I brought all the beautiful shoes because, you know, the French.
You have
they
to.
They all look so beautiful everywhere they go.
We didn't wear one wedge.
Really?
No, not one.
And you guys didn't ruin your heels?
I don't know. I haven't really.
I haven't looked.
I don't want to know.
I haven't looked.
I had one pair, my pair of white strappy sandals.
Oh, the barbed wire?
Oh, it was like barbed wire on my feet, man. After like the third time I wore, because I was trying to consolidate, not bring 27 pairs of shoes. Yeah. So I had planned on the white ones a lot. And I said to Nancy, I go, oh, please, like, God, don't let tonight's outfit have the white shoes. Please, please let them be done. Because Nancy was smart, because you brought an extra pair of shoes.
At the last minute, I threw in just a comfortable pair of pumps in case.
You ended up wearing those majority of the time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
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 You have all these visions of
I almost
wear.
Did the
and then
same
you're
thing.
Swollen and
I,
you're,
I oh, yeah. almost did the same thing. And then I pulled them out at the last second. Yeah. I'm like, you know, I don't think I really need them.
You don't really care.
So you need them.
You need
always bring that
always
extra.
Always bring a one pair of plain pumps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that when the strappies and the whatever, probably bring a nude pair, I would think. So they go with everything.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So we get to La Opera and it's on the water and there's outdoor seating and then there's indoor seating. And you know, you're going, do we want to sit on the outside? Because you
kind of do.
And the,
right?
Weather was, yeah, the weather was, oh perfect. My God, spectacular.
Yeah.
I didn't wear a jacket or a wrap.
Oh, didn't need it.
Nowhere we went. Anywhere we went. And then the waiter said to us, no, no, no. The show is inside. And at a certain point, they supposedly were closing the sliders, which I don't think they ever actually did.
I don't think
did.
They did, but it's because of the noise factor.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
got
for
it.
The yachts. For,
you know, people don't want to hear all that because the music gets quite loud.
Oh, it does.
Super loud. There's a DJ.
So you're glad you sit inside.
So he said, sit inside. So they put us at this table kind of in the back. We wanted to move. Of course, the answer was no. But then, like really nicely, the guy was like, because we walked around, because we got there a little bit early. Like, I think people usually go at like 10.
Yes.
And we got there at maybe 9:15.
Which was probably a good idea.
Great. We got really lucky with tables and seating and stuff. But we got there, I'm like, well, can we have that table? And then they were like, sure. This is the coolest place. There's a lot of swear words. Like, on the back of the waiter's jackets, it says, like, best f***ing waiter. Yeah. And I took pictures of
That's
all of this.
Awesome.
I'm rich, but I'm not stupid. Yeah. And, like, the plates were so cool, and the
Everything,
glasses
yeah,
were so cool. They had bottles of Dom Perignon that light up.
Oh, my goodness.
Everywhere.
The labels light up.
And this
it
is, like, so dark. Pretty. It's like a... It's,
after you eat, then they kind of...
It's like Bagatelle. You know, like Bagatelle?
Yeah.
It's like really gorgeous and modern art. It's a lot like Bagatelle in that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful chandeliers. The table setting's stunning. There's flowers. It's just like a wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the coolest, hippest... Wedding. Rock star wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
And except for the curse words, which probably wouldn't put it a wedding, but I'm just saying, like, the vibe.
Yep.
And then people come out and they start singing and they're dancing on the tables and they're doing like acrobatics, like Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. And then as the night goes on, the lights get darker and darker and the music gets louder and more pumped. And then we danced on the table.
Oh, so it's like a club.
We did. I have video evidence because there was this lovely group sitting next to us from Canada and his girlfriend, Ivanka, was like, let's dance. I'm like, okay, come on, Nancy. And so we danced on the table with
Ivanka. Oh, my God, how fun is that?
So fun. So they're from Canada, but he's actually building a house in Bel Air, the guy
that
we met.
That's right, yes.
Peter. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we should text them and say hi.
Because he's inviting us to his
he's inviting us to his housewarming party. Guess what? We're coming. Yes, we accept.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was so... cool. And I have to say, the food was great.
I thought the whole thing.
Yeah, Peter and Ivanka. They were awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was
one of the highlight nights, I think.
And Terry loved it. Oh, and they passed out like these gorgeous white
Which I brought home too.
Me too. And I tried to give them to the girls and they were looking at me like, really? And I thought, well, I'm keeping it for myself. Maybe, next week. Once I recover and don't go to sleep at 8 p.m. But like these, I'll show it to you. These gorgeous white, like, you know, when you go to a place like that, they hand out cheap stuff.
Yeah.
This was like lace sewn
on with
crystals and ribbon. And
very, very high quality. Yeah.
Maybe we weren't supposed to take them.
No. It was so fabulous. Terry was dancing. And
so the guys were having a good time.
Blast. Oh, best time ever.
And with no issues, no fits with them or nothing during the day, no nothing?
No.
They were troopers?
They were awesome. I think Terry and I got irritated. I'll get to it. But I got irritated with them maybe once.
Yeah.
And maybe I got hassled one time when I was trying to repack.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
That's
How about you?
Awesome.
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But is Mike an easy traveler anyways?
Easy traveler.
That's good.
Right.
Okay,
so it's more about Terry.
Yeah.
Terry's the pain in the ass.
Just
but
the sense of direction is not.
Okay. Did you see our videos? Me and Mike?
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
That's really the truth. But what I did learn, which I never knew about Heather.
What?
She does not have a good sense of direction.
No, she always gets lost.
Always. I'm always lost.
What the hell? But I trust her and I follow the leader. Okay, where are we going? And then he follows.
Because she acts like she knows what she's doing, but then has no idea.
She has no idea.
Right.
But she is convincing that she knows what she's doing. And then my husband's following her. Well, I know.
Oh.
That ain't going well.
Wait, Mike and I are like, I go, Mike, what do you think? He's like, no, I think it's to the right. I go, I totally agree. It's to the right. And Nancy and Terry are walking three steps right. Is going, it must be to the left. We got lost everywhere.
Oh,
Mike and
my
I
gosh.
Are the worst. I mean, no idea where
that
we're going
so
at any
hilarious.
Time. Okay, so then, so we survived La Opera, and we got, I mean, we were not going to bed till like,
oh, I think
1 or 2, 3 in the morning every night.
Oh my God. Oh,
we were, you don't realize what time it is. Until right. You go home, you late, you go back into your room, you look over at
the, you're like, oh my clock. Gosh.
And I'm like, is that really what time it is?
And what yeah. time do you guys normally get up every day?
It kind of depended on what we were doing.
We were up and about by 10:30.
But you guys had like energy. You guys weren't yeah. exhausted and ruined
no.
your day.
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
That's good. So you guys were both
we got
troopers.
It together. So and it was like this. So the next day we were going to Nikki Beach and they told us to be there before 12 if you want to reserve your beds. Now here's the thing. Again, good to get there a little bit early because mm-hmm. the crowd really doesn't come until like 2:30. Right?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I mean there were people there. It was
right.
there were it was full, but it wasn't crowded.
Yeah.
So when we showed up, we went to the desk, and this fabulous girl, her name
Layla?
Is Layla.
Layla.
I just have great memory. Oh,
I wrote it down.
Wrote it down.
Yeah, no, but it was Layla. Uh-huh. So Layla, this tall, stunning girl, was like, you know, I'm going to seat you. And I go, well, where do we want to sit?
Yeah.
She goes, let me just show you around. And I go, okay, great. So she showed us like, here's, there's beds over here by the bar, and then here's the quiet area. And because there's how many Nikki beaches? Like 14?
14 of them. Yeah.
Some of them are like
some of them are different. There's
yeah.
Some of them are poolside. Some of them are beachside.
Right, yeah. right.
Like
just
the one
depends.
You go to in St. Barts is on the sand.
It's on the sand, yes.
This one is on the sand and the pool, but it's not close to the water. So if you want to like have a quiet moment, which I don't really know why you'd go to Nikki Beach for the quiet
that
moment.
That yeah. wouldn't be the place to go.
No.
If you want quiet.
You would sit on the sand, but you'd still have to come to the pool. Cause it,
right.
It, or you'd have to walk to the beach, I guess. Walk to
yeah,
the water?
No, you have to walk to the beach.
Yeah. But this is like a pool scene.
Yeah.
And a gorgeous, huge restaurant that is open to the pool. So it's almost like one huge open area.
Yeah.
So she showed us all around and then she showed us the beds next to the pool on all sides. She's
yeah.
like, the best beds are these two. And then she was telling us that Donald Trump Jr.
Oh no.
A few weeks ago was there and so was the Mexican president's son.
Oh my gosh.
At the same time.
At the same beds.
On those two beds sitting next to each other. And so they were joking with them, should we build a wall?
Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Is that hilarious?
So we said, we'll take them.
We'll take those. And it was really cool because it wasn't just a bed, but you get a bed, there's a huge umbrella, and you get this sofa and like, what do you call it? Like a coffee table.
Like a little okay. seating area
okay.
behind there. So it's, you feel like sitting.
And,
yeah.
But you're in the middle of everything, so you can
oh, yeah.
see other people.
It's
you
right
can people
next
watch.
To the pool.
Yeah. yeah. That's great.
Like we're in the middle of the pool. There's a DJ, and that's the video of me ringing the bell on the
oh,
tequila.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That looked like a lot of fun.
And then we went to lunch there.
Yeah,
with
uh-oh.
The lobster.
The
tell
lobster
them the lobster story.
Situation
well, first of all, they were showing us the lobsters, and they put one on the table.
They put the live lobster on the table, and then they put sunglasses on the
stop.
Lobster.
Stop!
Yes. The lobster's walking around
with the,
no.
with the sunglasses on. I'm like, how are we now eating this thing? He has accessories. This is crazy.
So funny. That was just for show. Then they took it
well,
away.
Well, if you wanted lobster,
and then,
they were
yeah.
showing you that they have that offer.
That is so great.
So it was a brunch of some sort, and we
they
didn't
had
want
brunch,
the brunch
or lunch, and we ended up with lunch. But what was crazy was the lobster was so. What did the lobster end up being?
Okay,
because Terry would not let this go for the rest of the trip.
The whole trip
oh,
was about the lobster lunch. So when they came over to describe what we can have with the lobster, the pasta.
Yeah,
I mean his mouth is watering.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, that would be great. And then when the waiter starts stooping down to whisper to you about. I said, oh, this is going to be super expensive.
Yeah.
Because when they're whispering about what they're going to bring you and the lobsters,
uh-huh.
and you can come pick out your own. And I thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
He goes, come pick your lobster. But I was
go,
like,
no, you go pick
yeah.
it.
But what's so funny is when Terry and I were on our honeymoon and we were going through Italy and we would say, like, what's great here? We didn't get it to like the third meal, but they always said the lobster pasta 100% of the time because it's the most expensive thing on the menu.
Right.
So that's what they're always going to pick.
Yeah. And that
was
that
it $800?
It was
no
$100.
And how many does that feed?
Well, it fed. Well, we made him eat it. The four
well, they
of us.
Had gotten a pizza.
Well,
and
you guys
we,
had ordered it, not asking or wanting to know the. And then well, they
no.
brought the check, and then that's when he about shit himself.
We thought it was a mistake. There must be.
You know, we only got one lobster. Nope.
That
was it. So the entire time Terry's weighing and back because you know he likes to do math.
Yeah.
Percentages and this that. So
yep.
he and it was
every
a joke.
Part of the lobster.
By the way, obviously
cost.
It was a joke,
yes.
but he kept bringing up how much the lobster cost. It was very funny.
And it was Mike's fault.
So, oh, that is...
You know, you ordered the lobster.
So if
so
you got the
lunch...
Yeah. I'd like to thank Mike for this lunch that will balance out the lobster.
Oh, my gosh.
But the people were so cool at this place. We actually, one of the servers from La Opera was there. Mm-hmm. The tall guy, I can't remember his name. He was so sweet. What was it? I can't remember his name. But he was there. There was a whole wedding party there from
England.
England.
How fun.
That we were
Which
hanging out
Which they all
with.
Recognized them.
Oh,
the
I can
British
imagine.
People love them.
Oh, yeah. It was so, but it was so fun. And then I had bought these fans randomly from Bergdorf Goodman, like, I mean, 10 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I bought a black one and a red one. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And you open them and they say, I'm hot.
Yeah.
And they've got chains on them so you can wear them like crossbody. So I gave one to Nancy as a trip gift.
Yeah.
And so we pulled out our fans.
Oh, so cute.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hot.
Oh, God. Well,
oh,
because
God.
We were...
So not me.
30 minutes into anything we were doing...
You used the
We
fan.
Were drunk.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she... We so go, it, here it, we go okay. again.
So then it became, even if we met, we're going to meet up later.
Yeah.
I would text her and say, oh.
What?
I'm drunk again.
Where are you? We'll meet you.
I'm surprised you guys were able to make it out at night. I feel like day drinking is so dangerous.
We're very good.
We're professional.
Yeah, we are professional. Yeah. And then, so anyway, we're partying, we're dancing, people are coming over to our beds. We met different club owners and people and whatever. I don't even know. By the way, I think I gave out my number a few times.
Oh, I can imagine.
Nancy, we both did, I think.
Oh, not me.
Maybe Mike did.
Oh, him. Yeah, probably.
You know, like for connections.
Yeah,
like,
networking.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I don't remember who anyone is. I mean, some people, yes. And some people texted us the next day, like, hey, you want to come to this club?
Oh, we got invited to her wedding.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
they invited us to
gosh.
The wedding. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got the guys foot massages. And so
they
got on the couch areas and they both had foot massages there. That was like a peak experience for them.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They love that.
In the middle of the whole party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by like two hot girls or what?
Not so hot. Although Mike, so they were doing a promotion. What was the promotion for? They were doing a promotion for
it's
something.
It's called Rain. It was a club from London.
Right.
Okay.
Rain. And that's
Rain.
The guy we met.
That's the guy we met.
I have a picture with him.
Uh-huh.
And so they had all these five hot girls who had like sparkles all over them.
Of course. Walking around.
In sparkly bikinis.
Extremely high heels.
Yes.
And they danced around the pool.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They were gorgeous.
I mean, like,
flawless,
yeah. Like, even Mike the women were, like, just jaw-dropping.
Oh, it's jaw-dropping.
Mike was ready to quit her.
As I say, I think I'll quit you. I go, I don't blame you.
Right? I'm going to quit you, too. Yeah.
If we ever, when we were having, like, a funny, annoyed couple moment, all of us, he'd be like, where's the bronze bikini chick?
The bronze bikini. Oh,
where'd she go?
Those cheeks are hot.
Oh my God.
People. I mean, but that was so fun.
That was fun.
Everything
highlight.
We did in Saint-Tropez was best highlight.
Okay.
So then we went into town.
Yes. To
Petit Plage. Yeah, we went to Petit Plage and had drinks there. Really cool place. So like I was saying, the little town is so small. Mm-hmm. So like if you picture like a semicircle, like La Opera's on one side.
Okay.
And then there's these other places, La Guerite, Saint-Équier.
And you could walk through the whole little town yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have
For
to
sure.
take, yeah.
No, it's like, it's tiny. It's like Corona del Mar. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's tiny. And so this Petit Plage place, there's sand on the floor.
Oh.
And they play the best music, and it's so cool. See, I think we'd wanted to go to dinner at one of those places, and instead we went to this place. So we're already like all like annoyed, and the atmosphere
kind of tired at that point.
We messed up,
yeah.
And the atmosphere just wasn't like every place we'd been was so joyous. And I know I probably shouldn't have said anything about it, but you know what? It was just so it was annoying. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but we ended on a good note.
We did
because it was fun.
It was.
You walk into the restaurant. The restaurant has sand.
Yeah.
So you're like
instantly.
La Plage, it's like the beach.
Right.
So you're just like on the beach, but you're in your stilettos
on the beach.
You guys didn't take your heels off?
No.
In the sand?
No. And then we ran into your friend.
Yes, we happened to have a friend. But Mike walked in and he said, "Do I know you?" And he said, because he's a maitre d' there.
Uh huh.
He goes, "Yeah, I think I know you."
Uh huh.
And he's looking. And he goes, "Mike?" And Mike goes, "Yeah, Eric? Yeah, from St. Bart's." So he is a maitre d' there as well, and he was working Saint-Tropez.
Oh,
and he happened to be there.
My goodness.
So we got the treatment.
Oh, so that's
come right
awesome.
This way. And we got dessert and champagne.
And he started telling us, you should go here, you should go there.
His, you know, you should do this, you should do that, blah, blah, blah.
That's so great.
And where are you going? Let me call. Let him know that you're coming.
Good. Yeah. I feel like you just have to know someone that's in it to really dial you in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So then we had a lazy morning the next day, and we went into town. They have this Chanel store that I think it used to be a private home, and then it was a hotel, and then Chanel bought it. Mm-hmm. So it's the most gorgeous building with like a double staircase in the front.
My goodness.
And you go in, and there's like a pool house in the back, and you, as you walk through, like you see like purses or like a home.
Like a home.
And there, everything is just left as is from when she, like...
Yeah, it's like a...
Like a classic Chanel? Yeah.
It's like a store in the middle of someone's mansion.
That is so cool.
It was beautiful.
It's the most beautiful store I've ever
seen. The grounds. Oh. Just to walk through.
And then you want the shoes. And the shoes were in the backyard. You go through the backyard. You walk through to the pool house.
No.
And they have all the shoes back there. It was super cool.
That is incredible. The cutest town. Then we were having lunch at this place, Senequier, which I had seen a picture of. And outside, so cute. It's got all these red chairs and everything. It's so cute. But it was really hot. And it was just too hot. They had like the misters on. So it was too hot to sit outside. So we went inside and we sat in a booth. We had like a really nice little
lunch.
And then we went back to Chevelle Blanc and we laid out by the sand.
Okay.
And then Terry didn't feel so great. So my original plan was to get a boat, as you know, to go from Saint-Tropez to Cap Antibes. This was like part of our plan because everyone said, you need to see the Riviera
from
by boat, from the water. So I'm like, all right. But he didn't feel good. And we kept getting these prices that were so expensive and like with hidden costs. So, you know, because our travel agent was trying to book these things. By the way, definitely always go through the concierge in your hotel. Period, end of story for all of those things. Because they know exactly who to go to, what the best price is, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we decided not to do the boat because the prices were crazy. And then they kept saying, oh, and that doesn't include fuel.
Plus fuel.
Right.
Well, that's interesting.
Like a fortune.
It's going to be
plus fuel. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I said, you know what? Maybe the universe is telling us something. Mm-hmm. Let's not go. No boat. And then Mike.
Uh-oh.
They emailed him some new His friend.
Okay.
New pricing. It was a bit cheaper.
Okay.
Including the fuel.
Including the fuel. So he said, maybe we should do it.
Okay. Mike's so cool that he knew I wanted to do this. And I did let it go because I was like, look, you know what? Terry doesn't love water and boats. Let's not get crazy. Maybe, you know, it's not meant to be. We'll drive. It'll be fine. We'll see the town. We'll do whatever. And then, but Mike is so sweet. He was like a game. Like
he wanted it.
Which I didn't even know he was doing until he got the email. And he goes, oh, look, we're going to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Heather. So he was
so excited.
He wanted to do it.
And I was secretly very excited.
Of course. And Terry was sick because of
He just had a moment, I think.
Just like, oh, it was a lot.
Yeah. So we all regrouped and we went back into town and they opened this new... this Asian place with a beautiful view. Mm-hmm. So we went, it was just opened 2 nights before.
Yes.
So we went up there and we had a couple of drinks up there. And then, oh, we wanted to have dinner at Italiano.
That's right.
So
they said, stop there. You got to see the beautiful view from the new Asian restaurant first. Because, you know, we want to get it all in.
Yeah, right. Of course.
We want to see everything.
We want to see everything. But what was funny was the night before when we were at Petit Plage, your friend Eric walked us over to Italiano and said, he said to us, where do you want to sit? So I said, Terry, where do you want to sit? Because, you know, they smoke in a lot of places. So he likes to sit by, like, the air and whatever. So there was a beautiful table, like, next to where the windows are open, everything. So Terry's like, could we sit there? And she was like, totally. Sure. It wasn't even what I would say would be the best table in the restaurant.
But we liked, actually, the table in the back that was like a U-shape. But she said it gets really hot back there. So you should be closer to the front.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she said,
that's why
she goes, I'm going to save this table for you guys tomorrow, 9 o'clock. And we go, okay, great. So, or maybe it was 9:30. So we
this is the first time we didn't hear.
No. So we go to drinks at this Asian place and we made sure we were on time because, you know.
They made a special.
Okay.
So we go to Italiano and there's not just the entire restaurant is full.
Okay.
But this table that we're supposed to sit at hasn't even ordered yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Because so, from the street, you know, from the, you can see in.
Yeah.
So you can see that they had They hadn't even ordered their entree. Oh,
so we were talking about a good 2 hours or an hour and a half before we could eat. And we're like, what do we do?
Now what?
So we went back over to Petit Plage. And we weren't even really hungry yet, so it was kind of okay. We went back over to Petit Plage. We had drinks. The music's so good there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I loved that. And the staff was lovely. Yeah, I mean, really, really cool. Anyway, eventually the booth came up in the back, and actually the temperature,
it was fine.
Fine.
So you got what you wanted.
We did.
Yeah.
But I mean, we ate like an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
But
which everybody eats so late.
So late.
That European thing.
Yeah. It was crazy. Okay, so we had dinner there. We had Italian food. It was really lovely. And I think we actually went back to Petit Plage for a nightcap. We had a lot of nightcaps we really should not have had. Next day, we were leaving, and Nancy was like, you have to try the breakfast. Now, Terry and I typically don't eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. Breakfast is included with your room.
It should be.
Uh-huh.
Well, for the prices. Yeah.
Right, right.
But they take pride in their breakfast, so it was the most beautiful breakfast.
So every morning
I told them, even if you don't eat,
yeah,
like you have to go sit there.
Yeah.
And you're on the ocean.
Because it's and so beautiful.
They bring the cart over with the bread.
It is a cart of carbs. The most, it's the hugest cart of bread. So we got bread and I was like, whatever, when in Rome, I got eggs, I got bacon. And then Terry sat down, he got yogurt.
Yeah.
It was like, no, I'll just have coffee. And can I have some eggs?
They bring you over like a tray of yogurts, the most beautiful like yogurts.
And fruit.
The fruit. And then they
And this is outside?
All outside.
And you have like you're looking at the view.
They're all dressed up. The waiters are all dressed up.
Beautiful.
And lovely. Everyone just so not like I would say, honestly, except for the salami place, which I'm gonna call it salami.
Now we're gonna call it salami.
But it was like salam.
Yeah.
Everyone was rude there.
Yeah.
But besides that, I would say everywhere we went, everyone was like super incredibly nice.
That's super awesome. Nice. Yeah.
And Terry said he was so happy he had the breakfast.
Oh, me too.
Really?
It was an experience.
Yeah, because you guys, I'm good. I'm glad you had them step out of their comfort zone.
Yes, I know you don't want to eat breakfast, but right. You have to sit there.
We ate it anyway. Yeah. We totally ate it. Yeah. It was so good, but I'm glad it was the last day because I would have done it every day.
Right.
Yeah, it was incredible. What's so funny is like the four of us don't really like classic French food. We don't like heavy sauces and foie gras. That's not our thing.
Yeah.
So anytime they would tell us, it's a 3 Michelin star restaurant, we'd be like, that's 3 too many.
We'll go somewhere else.
No, thank you.
That's so great.
Everybody thinks that's what you want.
Right.
They always recommend.
Well, it's what Riley would want.
Of course.
Right.
When you're there, that's exactly what he wants.
Yep.
But that's why you have to be careful also who you're getting like advice from. Because if someone says, this is the best restaurant, it may be the best restaurant if you like that kind of food.
Exactly.
But we would want the best restaurant for the kind of food that we would like. Or if it's food that wouldn't typically be our food, to have like a beautiful experience would be enough.
Or the ambiance and the vibe.
Right. We're going to take a quick break. But before we do, you've got to hear, do you guys remember The Real World? Heather Dubrow's World is brought to you by MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. The original reality show is back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is the next true story of 7 strangers picked to live in a house and have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, and lives streamed exclusively on Facebook Watch. It's the return of the first unscripted show in TV history that tackled gender, race, AIDS, taboos, life, death, addiction, connection, acceptance, and reality. And it's being reinvented. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is an all-new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. Find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real again. In Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park? Especially in the spring. Super cute little dogs doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews? Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey everyone, it's Nazanin Mandy
and Nadia Moham, and it's time you got a relatable, unapologetic view on life with the Ladies Like Us podcast. We're going to give you a modern day woman's perspective on the issues that really matter.
Anything goes with Ladies Like Us. Get ready for plenty of laughter, open conversation, and amazing guests. We'll also be connecting with you, answering questions, giving advice, and helpful tips. Be sure to subscribe to Ladies Like Us right now on Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.
And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
And it better be good.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Okay, so we get to the boat. Well, first of all, they wanted us to take a boat to the boat. And Tara's like, I don't really get it. Why? And they're thinking, like, how can they get all of our luggage on this little tiny boat to take us to
the boat?
Because the big boat was like 62 feet, something like that.
Yes. Yeah. But and it was just down the street.
Right.
The port.
But we didn't understand, because we were like, isn't it, like, how far is it? And they're really working on this. We're like, we'll drive to the port to pick up a boat. It was literally a 2-minute drive in the house car.
Okay.
Can you imagine if we had loaded all the luggage on a dinghy and tried to float over there?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, Terry.
But I really think they thought that's what we wanted.
Right.
You know, they're trying to be accommodating.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that.
It was literally right there. Yeah.
Anything. This Chevelle Blanc is like Fantasy Island. Yeah. I mean, if you blink, they'll be like, what can I get you?
Oh, that's amazing.
They were just so lovely. I mean, everyone. So we drive over to the port and we wait for the boat and the boat pulls up and we load up on the boat. And we had you guys had a bottle of rosé, and I had some champagne that we hadn't had yet. So I'm like, all right, you bring the rosé, we'll bring the champagne. They have some snacks for us on the boat, and we'll drink that. And because it was only 90 minutes to get to Cap Antibes. Yeah. So we went up top, and we, you know, it's kind of like a little bay turnaround, because it's a small port in Saint-Tropez. Right. So you have to turn around there before you go into the open ocean.
Yeah.
So we turned around and made a little video. Terry seemed okay. And you know, we're going.
They had a beautiful spread for us on the table with croissants and all this. It was beautiful.
And glassware and plates.
So we thought, oh, this is going to be.
Yeah.
We're going to dine. And because we hadn't been fed in moments since breakfast. And of course, we needed to drink. Lord knows we were getting DTs at this point. So we get on there and we're looking at all beautiful. Let's sit up top. And then, this boat goes in front of us.
A large boat.
A very large boat.
Which creates a huge wake.
Oh, no.
So our boat, and we're all sitting upstairs with glassware. By the way, what happened to the rule no glass on the boat?
I don't think it applies in France.
Apparently not. So I didn't have my hand on my glass, and we get into the wake, and I swear I thought the boat was going to, like, tip over into the water.
No.
The wave's like Titanic.
It was like, it was. It was like Titanic. It was like the whole boat went to the right, and you know I'm terrified of water.
Yeah.
It went to the right, like you felt like we were
going to. But you guys didn't get soaked or anything.
Well, my glass.
Well,
was
rosé, I guess.
Yeah. Oh,
my glass.
No.
I wasn't holding my glass. And so it crashed and fell, and Nancy got a little cut on her finger.
Oh, a little?
Yes.
It was huge. I was
gushing
blood.
Okay. Profusely bleeding. And I said, is there a doctor on board?
Oh.
Someone. Nobody would listen to me.
Get a medic.
Was Terry so sick after that?
No.
Oh, good. So
we were sitting up there. But honestly, it was like terrifying. And I was thinking to myself, oh God, this is my fault.
And we're going to just start.
And we had just started. It was the first 5 minutes on the boat of a 90-minute boat ride. And I'm like, Terry's going to kill me. The bells
are going to... Well, there are a ton of boats out there. Like, you could see, like, oh,
just
gosh.
Just at the beginning. Because, you know, everyone's
getting out.
And everybody's going in and out. So there were
a lot.
Lot of activity.
By the way, I was terrified.
Oh,
and then one. And then the captain, the crew was so nice. And then the captain was like, if you go downstairs, it's calmer.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, so we went downstairs to where the table had been set up.
Uh-huh.
It was no longer set up.
Oh, no, everything
All the food was gone. Gone. They moved everything inside because I think, obviously, because what happened. So I'm sure everything fell on the floor and whatnot. But anyway, we ended up sitting down there and we had rosé and then it was lovely.
It was nice.
Okay, good.
It ended up being fine.
Okay, good.
But what was also great was the, I don't know what you call it. So there was a captain that was driving and his like second in command was so knowledgeable.
And find out he's a chef as well.
And a musician. Wasn't
and a musician,
he a musician
Oh, my
too?
Goodness.
These guys are,
they do it all.
But I was so scared that I have to, I just really need to explain how scared I was that we were going to like drown. And and then I thought they were going to push me off the boat. And I was like, and I think in my video, I was like, this could be a Natalie Wood moment. If they push me off and you can't find me, watch my video.
That's hilarious.
Oh, so you
videotaped that?
A little bit of it.
That's so great.
So the captain's name. No, the captain's name was Julian Thomas.
Thomas was second in command.
Our second in command, who's really a chef.
Okay.
I think Julian was a musician. No, I'm getting them confused with the boat in Paris.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's right. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
So there was Thomas and Julian.
Okay.
And Thomas was like our first mate, who was really a chef. And he was so incredible. And what was so cool was, as we're riding along the boat, he's explaining, unlike the helicopters, explaining exactly what we're seeing. He was showing us, you know, where the prison is and where the castle is.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, where the monks live. And he was like, you know, there's these two islands and people park between them because the water's really warm and calm in there. And he showed us at the highest point of the mountain of the whole French Riviera. He showed us all and where the bullet train and the billionaires' boats. My gosh.
Were the guys drooling?
Terry doesn't like boats. I mean, like, he wouldn't want the boat.
Right.
But, oh, my gosh.
So extravagant, over the top.
Some of those yachts are like, they're over the top.
Yeah. And those are probably one of many boats that
they probably have.
I mean,
in particular was from the Russian.
Gorovsky? What is his name?
Abramovich or something.
Igor? I'm forgetting.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
This big Russian billionaire, and he's got this boat. It's a sailboat, but it's huge. I mean,
I've never seen anything.
I've never seen anything like
the Titanic.
It actually has a submarine inside.
Stop.
In case of an emergency.
Did you guys ask how often he uses it? Is it like once a year? Like,
I think he uses it.
A lot.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, they told us,
port.
And he races it in the yacht race.
Oh, okay. So at least
just
he's
for
actually
show though,
using it.
Because it's not fair.
Because, I mean, come on. But he, like, they set the sails and the whole thing.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was these boats.
It had to be 500 feet.
Or something.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. I don't know.
It was like a cruise ship.
Yeah. It was like a cruise ship, but it's his private boat.
That is insane.
So many boats like this. So when we pulled into the Cap Antibes Harbor, the boats were just exquisite. I mean, floating mansions.
Yep.
And gorgeous. You could see like the wood and the appointments on the boats. I mean, just.
And were there homes on the.
Well, there was one.
Like on the mountain.
He showed us the most expensive home in all of France.
Yes. That was on our way. I don't think it was in Cap Antibes. It was before that.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought it was a hotel because it was huge.
Oh, it was massive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it makes my house look like a shack.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Enormous. So we docked in Cap Antibes, and then we went for lunch at Eden Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So Norm Pattis, of course, our fearless leader at Podcast One, he and his wife Mary always stay there every year. Mm-hmm. And they've been going there for years and years and years. So he so graciously invited us to come for lunch. And Nancy and Mike's friend Luke, who they know from St. Bart's, was also in town. So he joined us, too.
We had such a lovely lunch.
So nice
of them. They took us
beautiful lunch. Dom Perignon, rosé.
Yeah. Whatever we wanted. They just said, order what you want.
Anything. And also with the crudités and the fresh fruit and everything is so... I keep saying this, but the produce was... Mike kept saying a strawberry tastes like a strawberry.
Yes.
Right.
A tomato tastes like a tomato, and you don't taste that here.
It was amazing. So thank you again.
Yes.
Aww.
To Norm and Mary. I mean, really fun. But it was fun. Like, we laughed.
Yes.
And it was like another 2.5 hour lunch with crazy. And it's so funny because Mary, you know, works for Betty Ford and other places. And Mike was like, so you got a room for me? You don't got a room?
She said, you know, it's... it's really booked up. And he goes, yeah, but I know you. You can get me in. You need to get me in. But not yet.
That's
when I'm
so
done with
great.
My trip.
Like, I'm not ready. So they, and then they took us on a tour of the place. So we saw the grounds and we saw like their cabana where they sit. And the thing about this area is that it's not on the beach. They're rocks.
Okay.
And so they have, but Eden Rock has a really cool water situation with like this little jetty and trapeze swings to like fly off into the water.
Oh my.
A lot of stuff
goodness.
For the kids to do mm-hmm. there, I would think. I thought
oh,
it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually, it's the only thing, it's quiet.
But family friendly.
Family friendly.
Seems to be family.
Seems to be family friendly. Mm-hmm. I think down by the water. Uh-huh. The pool's a little quiet. You weren't crazy about the pool.
Oh, they're just, it's so crowded.
No. Oh, really?
You know, they put your lounge chairs right next to each other. It's like, oh, it's a little too crowded
yeah.
for me. But it was beautiful.
But
though.
They yeah. had like a private cabana.
Okay.
That's like built into the rocks, all of them. And so you have a beautiful view and like your own little space. But if you wanted to go to the water, you'd like have to walk.
Got it.
But I have to say, I mean, I just thought that hotel.
It's beautiful.
Was stunning.
Yeah.
And we walked around a little bit and the spa was so gorgeous. And just
the
lobby.
Because that was one of our, should we stay there? Should
uh-huh.
we, you know, so I'm glad we went to go see it because should we go to the Four Seasons?
Right.
Oh, we got to get yeah. to that. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we decided not to stay at Eden Rock is it's kind of a destination on its own. And after leaving Saint-Tropez, where we were doing like the Rancho Relaxo thing and the beach and everything, we thought we'd be ready for a little touring or something.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to go because we figured that was more Rancho Relaxo.
Yeah. Were you guys right then?
I think so.
I think we made the right choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So then we took an Uber.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Uber in yeah. Europe is hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
It's very difficult to figure out. Sometimes you get a little sometimes you get a bigger car.
You get a nice Mercedes.
Yeah.
They tell you it's 10 minutes everywhere.
Oh, it's always 10 minutes.
Everything's 10 minutes.
And it's never 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we went from there to Bulla Samer. Mm-hmm. And we stayed at a hotel called La Reserve, which is a very like old school French resort. And thankfully, the rooms had just been redone. So did you like your room?
I loved it.
You did?
I liked that resort. I don't know if Terry liked it as much.
I think that we liked it, but I wouldn't go back. Mm-hmm. Our room was lovely. I thought, you know why I wouldn't go back? Because I thought, because we went and saw other places, which I'll tell you about, but we saw other hotels that I thought were, I would rather, if I was going to go back to that area, I'd rather go back there.
Interesting. Okay.
Like there was this one hotel I was talking about before called Capistel. Which in all of our research...
I never saw it.
Never saw it.
But you haven't seen the rooms. You guys would like go into the lobbies, so maybe the room situation isn't... You guys wouldn't like the room situation.
Maybe, but that particular hotel, a French woman told me about that was sitting uh-huh. next to us, and I was saying, is the Four Seasons, which is in Cap Ferrat, I go, is that right there? Because I was trying to figure out like where we were sitting. She said, yes. And I said, oh yeah, we went there. And she goes, no. You have to stay at Capistel.
Which
and I was
neither
like,
one of us
even knew
had ever heard of.
It never
of.
Popped
yeah.
up on any of our
yes.
research.
So I looked it up and it was like rock star.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think I would go back there. But I have to say, like, I'm glad I stayed at La Reserve. Mm-hmm. It was really beautiful. I don't think I would go back to Bulla Samer in general.
Yeah, I don't think I would need to go back there
Check
at
the box. You guys did it.
Check the box. It's a really small town, but there's nothing
that's no. like you have to go and see.
No, I think on your way to drop in and say hello and have a drink
yeah.
on your way somewhere else. Yeah, okay. But we did have dinner at the hotel, and it was very beautiful. And, you know, you're looking at the water, and you're sitting on this terrace. Service is incredible. I mean, honestly, everywhere we went, the service was really
yes.
great.
Good.
Oh, and then we learned au revoir is goodbye, and adieu is like goodbye forever.
Forever.
So if we didn't like something, we'd be like, adieu. Then we went from there, which is why we stayed there. We went to Ez for the day.
Right.
And Ez is like this medieval town, and it's really cool, and it's up on this hill. But this was one of the days that was a very, very
super hot.
Hot.
Oh. They were getting a heat wave at this point, and I'm sure you guys maybe even heard about it because
record heat. I think
record
it was
heat in Europe.
110
yeah.
in some areas.
Oh,
and we kept saying, "Oh my gosh, I hope this breaks before we get to Paris. I hope it breaks
yes, to walk the streets in that
it's
heat is
too
impossible.
Much.
You
yeah.
can't.
Yeah.
So we walked, but we did manage because there was enough shade on the sides
yes.
with the buildings, and it was really cool. We walked up, and Terry's so funny. He's like. This is like Disneyland without the rides.
Oh, really?
I'm like, way to bring it down to its lowest common denominator.
I know.
But we had a little drink at a little cafe, and then we walked through the gardens, which was very hot, but we saw it.
Yeah.
And then the plan was to have lunch at Chèvre d'Or.
mm-hmm. which everybody tells us
you have to
must
go.
Have lunch there.
Okay. Life-changing, people life-changing. Said. Life-changing.
And you guys...
So that was definitely on our like to-do yeah. list. Like mm-hmm. we had reservations.
Must go.
We were doing it.
Oh, well, what did you no. think, Nancy?
Check the box.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
You guys wouldn't even tell people that you have to go there.
No.
Kind of thing.
This is what I don't understand about it. I mean, you look at the water. That's nice. Mm-hmm. But there's other places you could sit and look at the water. There's nothing on the walls.
Gosh, it was, yes.
It was it because of the food? Impressive. Was it the like a certain dish you have to get or a certain
The
something?
Menu's very, very limited. Although, you know what's interesting? I had asked about the vegan menu.
Oh.
And they kind of poo-pooed me yeah. about it. But Richard and Daisy went because they stayed at the chateau. And they had a full vegan thing. So I don't know.
And did they love it?
Oh, they love it.
They've been there before. They love
yeah.
it. But they are vegan. They eat vegetables. So I, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
How do
okay.
you mess up a vegetable?
yeah, exactly. Especially those fresh ones yeah. out there. Yeah.
And also, Daisy and Richard, they, you know, they're still newlyweds. And they like to be at quiet, romantic, which we like to do too. But I think what we thought it was going to be is what we ended up getting at in Champaign. I thought it was
you wanted more of a pulse.
No, not a pulse. Oh. We thought it was going to be like very
exquisite
like, and elegant, and
like the room was going to be like
gorgeous
with
and then
velvet
it was
going to
be and that it was going to be like
yeah.
you know silver trays lifting up and for the price you would think it would be, mm-hmm. but it really
it
wasn't.
Oh.
It was very underwhelming.
Okay.
And then our concierge at La Reserve said he thought the same thing because he had been there a couple weeks prior and said he had the same experience. He said the service was very good for him because
he's
obviously
a concierge and they know that.
Yeah.
So they're going to give him the best service. Best service.
And I'm not saying they weren't nice to us. It just wasn't – it was all right.
It was okay.
Nothing special.
No, nothing.
And I think at that point the guys were like, okay, enough of this.
Like fussy,
frothy food.
Yeah. Yep. But the sommelier was really lovely. But what was funny, so they bring out the cheese tray. And this lovely gal is going through all the cheeses. And Terry's like, so I want to try everything except the stinky cheeses. I don't like stinky cheeses. He's like, do you know what I mean? Like the stinky cheeses. So which ones are stinky? And she was like, well, and then she kept going through all of them. And he's like, but which one's stinky? I mean, it was like on and on
oh
and on.
Oh, my gosh.
With Terry and the stinky
cheese.
And then they give you this pear juice at the end, which is very lovely. But we added vodka to it.
Oh, that
made
my
it so
gosh.
Much better. Oh, yeah. It was really
that
good.
Supposed to be like a palate cleanser? And you guys just...
No, it was at the end.
Oh.
Like, you know, usually at the end, they'll bring you
like a dessert.
Like grappa or limoncello in
yeah.
Italy. You know, it was...
They brought you pear juice.
Pear juice.
Oh. You guys put vodka
we
in
put
it.
Vodka.
And again, we're
Betty
drunk.
Betty Ford.
And we're drunk. So then that night, we were trying to figure out what to do. So we decided to split up because
okay.
Mike wanted to go to Italian mm-hmm. and Terry didn't want to get back in a car.
Mm-hmm.
So they had told us there was a little beach club right like a couple of blocks away.
They could walk.
That you could
oh,
walk
okay.
to. So like you could just walk to this beach club, toes in the sand,
uh-huh.
sit on the water and whatever. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. So you guys went to Italian, mm-hmm. and it wasn't that far.
No, it was a 5-minute drive.
And how was it?
Great.
The food.
It was great.
Really?
Yes. It was
okay.
really nice.
Because
so
I feel like you guys are probably particular with your Italian
yeah,
food.
No, it was really good.
By okay. the way, and we went to, it's called a Neo Plage. It's like A-N-A-O Plage. And it's a beach club during the day. They have chairs and the
yeah.
water and everything. It was so cute. And they have, you know those big heat lamps that look like lamps?
Mm-hmm.
They had those, but they were lights.
Oh, okay.
So the whole thing lit up like a nightlight
uh-huh.
kind of thing.
Pretty.
What's so amazing about going to Europe this time of year is that sunset is after 10 p.m.
Right.
So when you go out to dinner
oh my
at
gosh,
9,
it's, so
it's light out.
Uh-huh.
So we walk 2 blocks to dinner and it's 9:30, 9:45 and we're watching the sunset.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it was gorgeous. And because it was like in this cove, like you could see where Cap Ferrat is, you could see this, and you could see, I mean, you could really
how romantic
see everything. It was, I have to say, it was really, really nice, and the food was amazing. It was really like clean, good. I made a lot of meals out of smoked salmon and salad,
okay.
And fresh. They had the most incredible fresh heirloom tomatoes, and I would just chop them up and like make a big salad out of it. It was so, so, so good.
Yummy.
Oh, and we didn't talk about Cap Ferrat. So we did go to the Four Seasons and look at it.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and we met two girls on their honeymoon, both there. Mm-hmm. Weren't they both from New York?
Well,
met a lot of New Yorkers.
Yes.
Oh. Lovely
there
girls.
There were a lot of Americans at that hotel.
Oh, so really?
There were.
A little more touristy.
Well, no, because I think when it's the Four Seasons and you kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah.
I will say that the hotel was very pretty.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything bad to say about it, but I will tell you that with all the other places that we went to, within like a 15, 20 minute drive that you could stay, I personally wouldn't stay there.
When you have to take a funicular down to the pool.
Oh,
that's a lot. Or because if you walk.
It becomes a hassle.
Oh, my. It's a hassle.
But
and you go,
right.
Oh, you get there and you go, oh, I forgot something in my room. Can you imagine? You got to
yeah.
go all the way back.
But the funicular doesn't take you back to the hotel. You have to walk from the hotel all the way down to the funicular,
and then take the funicular down
to the pool.
Too much of a hassle.
That's a bit of a hassle. But what I really didn't like about it is that when you were sitting by the pool, and the whole pool area is very pretty, the restaurant by the pool is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all lovely. But when you're looking at the water, you can't see any land. So all you're seeing is water. And Nancy and I were looking at it like, well, gosh, you could kind of be anywhere.
Right. It sort of takes that where, like the location, the specialty of the location out.
You want it to look like you're in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, look like you're at a Four Seasons almost anywhere.
Right, right.
So we left there and we went back to, after dinner, we went back to the bar at our hotel and we had drinks. Anyway, I have to say, like at La Reserve, they have this interior courtyard and it's all like just beautiful flowers and little lights and
so
they have live
cute.
Music every night.
Yeah, it was really,
and their glassware was gorgeous.
Oh my, and the martinis
were strong.
Oh
goodness. Yeah. Strong. Okay, so then the next day we left for Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hot.
Okay.
And so we decided we were going to do a beach day, like a pool beach day or whatever. So we dropped our stuff at the hotel and we immediately went over to the Monte Carlo Beach Club, which everyone's like, go to the Monte Carlo Beach Club. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's so cool. So it's like this, it's like this huge, like if you think of an amphitheater of chairs.
Yeah.
It's like that all facing the water. And then there's a boardwalk with chairs on it. And then you go down to where the water is.
Okay.
It's really crowded. It's really tight.
Yeah.
And the water.
But not like a fun crowded and tight.
It was real family oriented though too.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
And it's not that, you know, that's great. I don't really care. But where they seat you.
Yeah.
The kids are like jumping into the water.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Which is great when you have your kids with you.
Yeah.
But when you don't.
Yeah.
And it didn't have that level of service. Like, I'll tell you what it was. It would be a great place to go with your family. Like, mm-hmm. really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they have water sports and stuff you can do. Or it was a place that I would drop Nikki and his friends off.
Right.
For the day. Like, if we lived there, we'd be like, I'd be like, oh, you want to go to the beach
club? It was good for the tweeners because like they could go.
Oh
and
or just the teenagers.
Yeah. The pier,
oh,
into
so
the water.
Fun for them. And they have, you know, food and whatever. But it didn't have the kind of services that we had been getting at, like, other places.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sitting there and Terry was not happy about it. So he's like, you know what? Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so I go, where do you want to go? And he looks up. He goes, well, there's a Nikki Beach here. Why don't we go to the Nikki Beach? And I'm like, okay, great. So we call our concierge. They're like, okay, you're all set up. Go to Nikki Beach, whatever. And he looks at Mike. He goes, you know you're going to come.
Mm-hmm.
As we're laying there thinking, oh, we're just going to stay.
Yeah.
We're all set up here.
Yeah.
And then Mike looked at me and he goes, I wonder how long I'm going to make it. And I go, I don't think you're going to make it. So Terry goes, just come.
Yeah.
So we kept going, let's bounce.
Uh-huh.
So we bounced. So at the Metropole, they sent us this. When they said they were sending us a car to take us to Nikki Beach, it was like a golf cart.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
goodness.
Kind of like they call them mokes. Or like Mokies or mokes.
Because it's faster than
like
a golf
little,
cart.
It's like a little low Jeep.
Right.
Like a golf cart.
Yeah.
But we were sitting on laps because they thought it was just the two of us and it ended up being the four of us. It was so funny. And they go fast.
Uh-huh.
So we're buzzing through
we're
the streets.
Traffic.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, my goodness.
But we get over to Nikki Beach and that Nikki Beach was on the roof of the Fairmont. And super fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But see, now it's a whole different
but
atmosphere.
But it's Nikki Beach. Yeah.
It's Nikki Beach, but it's a pool.
Right.
On top of a hotel.
Yeah.
So, totally different. So now, instead of the Nikki Beach we went to before, now we're up high.
Right.
Overlooking all of Monte Carlo.
So cool.
And you can see, by the way, there's so much construction going on everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Because wow. they're doing like some kind of expo in
a couple years,
2025 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of rebuilding.
Yeah.
But it was really, really fun. And they had great music playing. And we got bottles of whatever. We had lunch there. And
so that was more your guys' jam.
And it was really hot. So we just basically like sat in the pool all day.
Oh, that is so fun.
And then there was this poor couple was fighting in a cabana.
Right.
Remember? That was so sad. And Terry noticed they were fighting, and he noticed that one of them knew who he was. So he like went over and said hi. And
to try to like help.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
It was so sweet.
I'm not sure if it helped.
No. It really didn't. They didn't
he
look very happy.
He looked mad.
Though. Oh, no.
But it was such a fun day. It was really great. Anyway, so then we go to Metropole, and we go to check in, and it was very dark. And we go to check in. We went to the room. Now, we had just come from La Réserve, which was a very, like, old school, more French vibe, which isn't necessarily Terry's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had expected Metropole to be a little, like, more modern. Because I feel like when I looked up the rooms, because we kept deciding between Metropole and Hotel de Paris, they kind of looked the same when we looked them up, the rooms.
Well, I had been there before.
Oh, okay.
I've been to both before.
Oh, okay.
But I thought that they would like the other one better.
Oh,
yeah, she did say that.
Because I think it's more what Terry's going to like. This one's kind of like you're at grandma's house.
Oh, really?
You know, it's real French.
Okay.
But when I looked them up, I looked at the rooms, I looked at the room categories, and they really looked kind of similar. And I liked both lobbies, and I thought, I'd rather stay with Mike and Nancy. It's fine. We'll just stay there. We'll go see Hotel de Paris, whatever. We'll stay there next time, whatever.
Yeah.
But we checked in, and we got to our room, and it was like grandma's house.
Yeah.
But like really grandma's house. Because even La Réserve, they had redone the rooms. So even though it's like grandma's house, it was gorgeous downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But the rooms were all brand new.
Right.
So the bathroom was beautiful.
It's
and
modern.
And,
yeah.
and
more
the,
modern.
But even though it wasn't like modern, it was like the fabrics were gorgeous. Yeah. And the
it
little
had just
settee.
Been redone.
It was
since,
fresh.
Yeah.
This did not look fresh.
Oh, no.
This felt like moldy. So I said to Terry, I go, you know, I think, I don't know. And I go, what do you think? And he goes, I don't like it. He goes, let's go somewhere else. So we find out that Hotel de Paris had been closed for 4 years, and they just reopened.
Yeah.
They renovated the whole thing.
Oh.
And I don't, nobody told us that.
Not the travel agent. I mean, no one told us this. So I was like, okay. And Terry goes, I want to go there.
Uh-huh.
And I go, okay, fine. And then, but I didn't want to, like, make Nancy crazy until I went over and saw it for myself. So we get over there, go check in. We get to the room. Or maybe right when we were checking in, I texted you. I said, hey, I'm at... We just moved over here because maybe it was like a half hour after we checked in.
Uh-huh.
And you may have still been in the bar, by the way.
How dare you.
And so I said, we just moved here and they did a huge renovation. This place is gorgeous. But she was like, you know what? We already got here.
It was
it's
like,
only two nights. So I said, I don't want to move.
It's fine.
Yeah, had it been longer, that would have been something else. But that they did such an incredible job.
Beautiful.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. The rooms were gorgeous. The bar was beautiful. The lobby where I did 12 takes on my twirl was beautiful. In the lobby bar, they had live music every night, like a full band.
Oh, my God.
And singing the glasses of Dom Perignon by the glass. Just unbelievable. Ugh. And the service was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Went
so
to dinner.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Went to dinner at the Buddha Bar.
Yeah. And that's where?
Right close by.
Oh, okay.
We just walk.
But we didn't walk because we were wearing heels. To the Buddha Bar?
Yeah, well, we met you there.
Oh, yeah, we didn't walk.
We walked. You didn't walk?
We had the hotel car, though.
Oh, dear.
I walked out and he was like,
really?
Would you like the hotel car? You're wearing high heels. And I'm like, yes, I would. And it was
literally across the street.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it was.
It may have been. I'm thinking. I don't even remember. But he took us around the block and took us right
in
front.
Well, it's definitely so longer to drive because you have to go around the circle.
I may have still been wearing the barbed wire shoes. Oh. I'm not entirely sure.
Well,
but we went to Buddha Bar and it was cool. It was kind of like Tao.
Okay.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
Like food was great and service was great. Lots of drinks, lots of fun. And then everyone kept saying, you must go hear this singer. Alessandro's in town and he's playing tonight. So one night only, one night a month.
Finish your dinner.
Because he only is playing until 11:30 or whatever it was. Uh-huh. And we're like, okay, or well, we got to go. The famous singer Alessandro is performing. We've got to go. So we run over there, and he's playing at this place called Crazy Fish. Uh-huh. So we're done. We get a car. We run over there, and we get there, and we get a drink, and we're standing there. And Alessandro.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know how you describe it.
Can we, like, find it on YouTube and
you
play?
You need to find it.
A little clip?
You just need to find it. First of all, everyone loves him.
Yeah.
It's a 70s performance. He's wearing platform heels and bell bottoms, long hair.
Did Terry love it?
Oh, it was, but it was kind of like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It was, like, ridiculous.
It was hilarious. He was dancing on the table.
But it wasn't a joke.
No, it was totally serious.
He was serious.
Oh, and they're all up dancing and clapping and loving it. And
was the vibe like older? Like, was it like an older crowd?
No.
Yeah, it was a young crowd with Alessandro, beautifully dressed.
The crowd, not Alessandro.
Right.
Crowd. And then we went back to the hotel for cookies and glass of Dom and the live music. And this girl singer was so fabulous. This guy on the saxophone and full band. Just, oh my gosh, so amazing.
Yeah.
Cookies and champagne. It's like the best thing ever.
Oh,
except French fries and champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good too. All right, so the next day in Monte Carlo was, I'm going to say, out of the entire trip, was the one day that was a minor fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because even though, like, I'm telling you, like, the good and the bad and the ugly of the whole trip, it's because, you know, in case you go there, I want you to know everything. And look, some things aren't great and you kind of just roll with it and, you know, you keep going or you make changes. I think that's really important too, because when we didn't like someplace, the vibe or whatever, we're like, let's bounce.
Oh. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You guys didn't just like suck it up and stay there and ruin your day.
No. Not that that happens so often, but we were, it all really worked out. By the way, you guys are the best people to travel with. We love traveling with you. You're easy and fun and we laugh so much and we drink so
because that can be a fail too.
Yes.
Because we spent
it's
a lot of time
dangerous.
Together.
It's dangerous. Yeah.
It was very easy.
But it was so funny because I, like, Nancy would be like, look, if you guys want to go have some alone time, we understand. I'm thinking, oh, they want alone time.
No, they want alone time.
And we're thinking, they want
on our own. And then she's texting me, what are you doing?
Right.
Where are you?
And then
where are you?
That one day in Paris, she's like, and? She sent me a picture of the thing. I'm like, oh, so are we. Come over. Come meet us.
That's so great.
I miss you.
Aww.
It was so fun. Anyway, so this one day was so hot. Record-breaking heat, 115 degrees in some areas of France. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we'd wanted to go to this restaurant.
Uh-huh. Which is so beautiful to sit outside and you're on the harbor and the beautiful boats. And
La Marais.
That's what we had a real plan of our own to do.
Okay.
But going there, we actually went to our table, looked at each other, and we said, Can't do it.
It was so hot.
It was just too hot.
And we tried. I mean, we sat there.
Were there people outside? Or?
Two.
Yeah. Oh,
no one. It was like.
Even the waiter looked at me and said.
Don't do it.
Don't.
It's too hot.
Too hot. And there's no air inside. It was just a disaster. And so then we couldn't get a cab because there were a lot of people in Monte Carlo for the car show.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really hard to get a taxi and we're waiting. It was just like one of those things where we couldn't get it going.
Yeah. Yeah.
The day started so nice. We were in the lobby of the Hotel de Paris. Mm-hmm. We had a cocktail. We twirled. We did pictures.
Yeah.
Another
and
take.
And by the way,
right?
What was so funny was I thought that the way we dressed, without even discussing it on the entire trip, was totally
in sync.
Yeah.
It was totally in sync.
That was a really cute outfit.
Like, I walked out of this white dress, and she's wearing this beautiful, like, Hunter Green dress flow. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're wearing belts. I love
so
it.
So cute.
We wanted to be so French. The only thing we didn't do, like the French, was smoke.
Well, I feel like we smoked because everyone was smoking next to us.
Pretty much.
And your husband smoked.
No,
so there we go.
No, we did.
Anyway, so that was a fail. And then we finally sat down at this Italian place with no atmosphere and, you know, had a snack because we had no one had eaten.
We just had to cool off, though.
And
I can imagine.
I just had to cool down. It was so hot.
So we sat there for a little while. And then we took a stroll kind of in the shade. But they have just built this. I'm going to say it's an outdoor mall, but it's not. It's really actually residential buildings. Really
incredible.
Modern stunning residential towers right next to Hotel de Paris.
Uh-huh.
And on the bottom of them are like flagship stores going around. Dior, Fendi. Remember the picture I posted of me in the Fendi sparkly shoes?
Oh, yes.
Should I get them? Should I not?
That's where you guys went and walked around.
The stores were gorgeous. Dior. And just like, just to even walk in and look at how they designed the stores and everything.
Yeah. It was the most epic, beautiful building I've ever seen.
Then we went over and we looked at L'Hermitage because we wanted to see it. Because that, when you look up the hotels in Monte Carlo, it's L'Hermitage, Metropole, and Hotel des Paris. So those are the three. It was okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was pretty.
We checked that out. That was on our list of checking it out.
Yeah, the ballroom was really beautiful. Yeah, the ballroom was gorgeous. But the ballroom at Hotel des Paris that they just redid is, it's like gold leaf everywhere. And not like in an over-the-top tacky, but like in a stunning, you feel like you're in Versailles kind of way.
Oh, wow.
I mean, really, really amazing. So we went shopping. I bought a hat at Dior that I had seen on the runway. And it looks like a little cabbie hat with a black net that hangs down like over it and across the front.
So cute.
Is it like the filter that's on Snapchat right now?
Kind of, yeah. Not the beret, but it's like a hat with that. Yes, exactly. And so Terry was dying. He's like, "You're not really buying that, are you? That is hideous." And I'm like, "No, I'm really buying
it." He looked at Mike and he said, "She looks like she's a bus driver."
He told me I look like a bus driver.
Stop.
And then later when we were in Paris, the door people had hats without the veil, exactly like this hat. And Terry kept taking pictures and going, "I think your shift is coming up, dear." Or we needed extra money for the trip, so I'm sending Heather. Oh my God, it was so funny.
That's so
funny. But we went into Fendi, and I did get those sparkly shoes.
Cute.
But they didn't have my size, so I had to get them in Paris. But
she
called like a guy in Paris and like hooked me up there.
Terry thought he was off the hook.
Oh yeah,
because he never size.
Yeah.
Of course, Mike is like, "I love those. You should get them."
Oh, that's so funny.
Terry's like, "Shut up, Mike.
Shut up."
And I got new. You know, I love my Fendi socks that I wear with the heels. Got some socks. And then went into Van Cleef, did a little damage in there.
She was sharing the
wealth. Did you shop?
Yes.
Oh, good.
She did. Yes. She bought some Fendi. Yes. She bought some
Chanel.
Stuff.
I got the Chanel, you know, with the chain on the sunglasses now.
Oh my
God, I love them.
Oh, she's got a couple pairs of them, and they're so cool.
How low did the chain go?
It's like the old lady.
It is?
Yes. Reading glasses with the chain.
What?
But it's a Chanel chain.
It doesn't bother you?
No, because it
doesn't bother
looks
your...
like, no, you don't, and then you just hang them off of
that's
your neck.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, Nancy has the best style.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
She's the one that taught me about mixed metals, because I never used to mix a metal. Yeah. She's like, mix your metals, and now everyone's showing that. She's very ahead of her time. So then, so we shopped together, and then we went back to our hotels, and Terry and I went into our bar, and we sat down and had a little something to eat, of course.
Yeah, of course,
and
yes.
And some more champagne, because, you know. Hadn't had enough. And then, because we were leaving the next day, we had to, like, repack and reorganize.
Yeah.
So I did all that. And then we tried to get into this place called Koya.
Uh-huh.
And I had texted you about it, too. But it was fully booked. So that's the thing, is that some of these places, they get taken over by an enormous party. So it's not like they're full. It's that they're basically closed.
And
sometimes they just say they're full.
Mm.
Because they expect walk-ins. And we didn't realize that until we got to Paris.
Yeah.
And started experiencing it. And I wished we had just gone over to Koya.
We could have just gone there.
We probably just could have gone in. But Nancy, she had a fabulous concierge, Philippe. And he said to go to Sass.
Okay.
So we went to Sass. And you walk in and it's mildly bordello-ish. It's like a burgundy, like velvet and leopard. But may I say, done like in a really nice way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And chandeliers.
I guess if it wasn't in France. If
it would have been a little tacky.
You go, wow, that's kind of tacky.
All right.
Yeah. But it worked.
It works.
And then, so we sat down and we had dinner there. And all we sat for, I mean, like, I don't even think we had dinner till 11 o'clock or 11:30. And then in the other room that where the live music was, there was a table empty. And so we went in and we're like, oh, can we sit here and like listen to the music? They're like, yeah, but you can only have it till 1 a.m.
You're like,
That's fine.
That's perfect. Because people are coming in at 1.
1 at 1 a.m. It's crazy. People just stay up all night. It's like Vegas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You have no concept of the time.
No concept at all. So we're there, whatever, and there's this table next to us. We start talking to them, and they're all dancing. And then this guy puts his hand out to dance with me, and I'm about to say no. And Terry pushes me out of the booth to go dance with the guy.
No.
Oh, yeah. He's like, go dance. And then he takes a video. I'm like, why do I feel like this is going to come back to bite me in the ass that I was dancing with this stranger? But it was great. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And then we all went back to our hotel for more music.
Music.
Cookies. Champagne. And then we went over to the casino. Now, when I think about Monte Carlo Casino, I think about James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. No. It was very disappointing. Because yeah. we had been there maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Where you could not get in without a jacket and a tie.
Yeah.
You had to be properly dressed.
Yeah.
And it was very quiet in there. And it's a different kind of gambling. It's not like we're used to.
Right, like, right, right.
We win, you know, whatever. So elegant.
Yeah.
Fast forward. They let anybody in. It's casual. They don't have to have a jacket on anymore.
It's changed. So there were some people that were very dressed up. Americans, by the way, who clearly were thinking the same thing that we were thinking. I spoke to some people when we walked in there. But it just wasn't, and I'm sure back in the day it was, but it was disappointing. It just it didn't have that fancy luster. And I was talking to my mom about it today.
Yeah, what'd
she's like,
say?
You know, but in the high roller rooms, it's still et cetera, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, not what I pictured. I kind of felt like I was in Nevada.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing.
Oh, that's
Mike
unfortunate.
Was really disappointed because he was looking forward
well,
to
Mike
that.
Well, Mike loves gambling.
He loves gambling. Yeah. So he was really looking forward to it.
So you guys didn't even hang out and gamble and
well,
do anything?
Well, they closed some of the tables and not all the tables were open.
You didn't come.
I didn't come. Oh, did you not know that I didn't
know? I knew because
I went to stay in bed.
We had separated. You were going to get Mike needed his passport.
Oh, to get in, you have to
because you have to have a passport to get into the casino. So when we left our bar, we said we're just because it was across the street. We're going to walk over. I'm going to take the house car. We walked across the street, and Mike said, "I'll meet you there. I'm going to go get my passport."
Okay.
So this one puts on her jammies and gets into bed.
Oh, you did.
Mike said, "Just stay. I'm going to go gamble because I figured he's going to be gone for hours.
Yeah,
it's open all night.
Right.
So we went in. We walked around. We were underwhelmed, and as we were leaving, Mike was walking in. Knew you were not there.
Oh. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And what was so funny, we had so many running jokes throughout this trip. Yeah. I mean, we just, it was so, so much fun.
I hope they don't end because I just love.
Oh.
But first of all, I know, and you know me, I'm always clogged.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would text Nancy in the morning, update, still clogged. And no underwear. I decided like one day into the trip, I'm done with underwear.
Oh, finally. She's.
I could never.
Really?
Oh. You went commando one day.
Well, yeah, because I ran out.
Oh, I never.
I had to wash it.
It's so freeing when
you
don't.
It's so good. I'm so, so. Why? We wear this underwear that's like a wisp of a nothing that goes up your butt.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything except irritate you.
Exactly.
I am so done. Except, so one day we were in Paris, and I put a video of this, but I don't know, get to that, but we were walking, and Mike and I were, of course, directing everyone and lost. And we were walking over a grate.
Oh, you and posted it.
I was wearing a short, like, flowy dress, and it started to blow up, and I went, uh-oh, I'm Marilyn Monroe.
I said, how can you not have underwear under that?
But I think it was a long dress, thought.
No, it wasn't.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't?
No. But even my shorter, tighter dresses, no underwear.
But I see that, but she's wearing this, and it's flow. I said, you need boy shorts under that.
Yeah. No.
Not happening.
No. Not
oh
happening. So, so funny. All right. So then we had to get up really early because we were taking a private plane to Reims. So it's spelled R-E-I-M-S. So I thought in French it was Rem, but it's not. The way they pronounce it is Reims. It's like an H in the front and an N instead of an M.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. No sense at all.
It's a little Germanish. It's like a little aggressive.
It's Reims.
Yeah.
So we had arranged for this plane. I cleared it with Terry. I made sure Mike was okay because Mike has a plane and he knows all about this stuff. And he's like, yeah, this is a good plane. But as it turned out, you have to fly with a teeny tiny plane.
Because the airport is extremely small. It doesn't you have to have a small plane.
Right.
Teeny tiny plane.
Yeah.
With a propeller.
Oh.
Which did not make my husband very happy.
Terry was freaked. He was so mad.
Oh,
I'm like, honey, it's okay. We're not famous enough to die like La Bamba. He goes, well, I am.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, fantastic.
Yeah. Oh,
so we get up and we get in the car and we get there. We're waiting in the little airport and we're sitting there like and having a coffee and, you know, waiting for them to take us out to the plane. And we're looking out the window and this little like van drives up. Someone had just disembarked their plane and they were coming into the airport. And Mike goes, oh, what a cute kid. And I looked over and I go, oh, that's Luna. That's Chrissy and John.
What?
And I go, oh my gosh, I have to say hello. So I run out of the little room we're in and I walk down the hall a little and turn around as if I'm casually walking
you
in the other direction.
Don't.
Oh, no, I do. And Chrissy sees me and she goes, oh, my God, hi. And kisses me twice. By the way, we've never met.
No, you just FaceTimed.
We just FaceTimed once.
Well, you fangirled out and then you were so embarrassed because you were like, did I say the wrong thing? Did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, and then she never called me, but right. That's fine. But anyway, so I run down the hall. I turn around and start walking casually and I go, oh, my God, hi. And she goes, hi, and kisses me on both cheeks. She goes, how are you? What are you doing here? She goes, are you coming or going? I go, oh, we're just leaving. And I go, hi, John. And, of course, John's like, yeah, hi. And I go, hi, Luna. They're walking. And they don't really stop, by the way.
Right,
they're
right,
still
right.
Walking. And she's like, she goes, oh, my God, have a great trip. I'm like, you too. Bye.
So super.
Call me. How weird is that?
That is so cool. It what an awesome run-in.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
All right, so then we get on our not awesome propeller little plane.
Yeah.
The pilots were amazing. He was like, because Terry's like, is this safe?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, listen, I've flown for the major airlines. I've flown 777s. I've this and that. It's a very safe plane, and it's the only planes that can fly into Hans. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, fine. So we had asked for, like, some breakfast on the plane, some eggs and some bacon
yeah.
and some bread and some what that champagne.
Yeah, assuming that we needed yeah. that because we're going to be hungover
course.
And it's
of
early
course.
And we need bacon.
Yeah.
And we need bread.
Yes.
Yeah, we
of
need
course.
Bread and we need bacon. So they put like as if, like, you know, when it's from a cafeteria, like the to-go. So it's a silver, like a foil box and the cover's white cardboard and you
yeah.
like clip the edges. All the food was in that and it was all ice cold. Not like it had been heated and just was not hot anymore. It's like it was never heated.
No.
Like stone cold eggs, like uncooked
like
bacon.
From like a...
Like the refrigerator.
Like a continental breakfast at like a...
No. Cold eggs, like from the refrigerator.
Oh.
Like they had prepared the food...
Put it in the refrigerator overnight.
And then they
just took it out.
Took it and put it in the plane without heating it. So I thought, well, maybe there's a microwave.
I'm like, there's no microwave. And this is metal.
Well, I was going to take it out of the metal.
By the way, there weren't even plates.
Oh, that would have been a problem.
There were no plates. I don't remember plates or silverware.
So
and we had asked for a specific bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
So there was nothing.
None
there was
that.
A warm bottle of champagne that comes with the, you know, that's like there. Because on these planes, they always have snacks. It's like having a mini bar. So you know how I say limo champs?
Yeah.
This is what I call propeller champs.
Oh, my goodness.
But Mike opened it anyway.
And we put ice in it.
It was so bad. I couldn't even. It was awful.
Wow.
It
that's
was
a
so
fail.
That was a huge fail. But I will tell you, the flight was
lovely
and beautiful. And because they don't fly all that high, you could really see so much.
Yeah.
And we could see like mountain peaks with snow on them.
It was really
nice.
And then once you got into the Champagne region, you could see all of the vineyards
and
everything.
Mind you, Terry was giving us the look.
The whole time.
Happy.
Oh, no.
But then I thought he, like, kind of relaxed into it after a while. Because didn't he fall asleep a little bit?
45 minutes into it. It was only an hour flight.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, and then...
It was probably early. That whole thing was a fail. So it was probably just not a good...
But then I thought he liked it afterwards when we landed. It was a very smooth flight. Once we got on the plane and we started going, he had a pretty good... He was, like, edgy at the beginning. And then he had a pretty good attitude about
it.
I would say that was the only time, really, he was edgy on the trip.
No, that was it. Oh, one other time.
What?
The girl that came to pick up our luggage in a car.
Oh, well, wait for that. Yeah, that's good. He went a little U.S. trust. Yeah, he did. So we landed in Rennes, and this gal picked us up. So we'd asked for a driver, right?
Yeah.
And we thought we were getting a driver, but this van pulls up that has like, it's like the cheesiest tour van, Champagne Tours
Champagne
Are
tour
Us
champagne
kind
tours
of thing.
On the side. So I said, are we going on a tour?
Yeah.
Or just getting a ride to the
hotel? That's what we thought. So she was giving us information in the car as we're driving. We're like, okay, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
We get to Le Clair, which is where we're staying, which is, I mean, stunning.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little worried the rooms were going to be old lady, but they've redone them.
Mm, good.
So it's like staying in the most beautiful castle
ever.
Oh,
my gosh.
And exactly what we thought Chèvre d'Or was going to be is exactly what Créer was.
Yes.
It was white That's glove true. Service, whatever you want, Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer was yes there.
Oh, that's great.
Just yes, 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 yes. And here's my other tip. When you're going to book things in the Champagne region, you do it through your concierge because they know every champagne house. They know what's open. They know what's not open. And so, and we had had like, you and I, we talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, but there was like, I hadn't looked up what days we were going, what's open, what's closed. And when it started getting closer, I did look it up and I thought, okay, well, this place is open. That place is open. This will be fine. Mm-hmm. And then there was the no, no, no.
Yeah.
When we got there, the concierge at Crayer was like, I wish you had called me because we could have arranged this for you. And I was like, all right, well, live and learn. Here we are.
Yeah.
So, because we wanted to go to Ruin Art. And she was like, no, it's open. She's like, let me call. Mm-hmm. So they called and like, well, there's a private event, but, you know, we could have gotten you in afterwards. But now, you know, we would have had to. It's too late.
Isn't it bizarre, though, how you can call 10,000 people and get 10,000 different answers?
I know.
It's really frustrating.
But that's why I think the thing I've learned about this is that when every time we went through the concierge at the place we were staying at, they always got us something.
I think it's different, though, when you call ahead of time versus when you're there. I think when you're there, there's something about just that in-person. Then they recognize you, or they see who you are. They see your just your whole the whole image. Because when you call, they just immediately want to tell you. I think what you I don't know if it's easier for them to just be like, okay, yeah, we'll try and we'll call you back. Or because I feel like I got a lot of I called.
I know you did.
But sometimes it's different when you're there, maybe just to go and
maybe
talk to
I don't
them.
Know. And maybe it's sometimes just like the person you speak to.
Yeah,
you know, that
exactly.
happens to you at every hotel. Because I know my friend Julie when they had gone. She like had a person at her hotel and they hooked her up, but she said that she had to do it ahead of time. So, you know, if you get the answer that you don't want, I would say keep calling back.
Yeah,
maybe
get
would be
else.
The thing. Get someone else, which you and I have done too, like on Amex and stuff. You never know. Anyway, so they said Rune Art's not open. They have a private event. Should have arranged in advance. And I even wrote in my notes, we had tried to do this.
Yep.
Okay. And I made some other notes, like make sure you speak to lots of people you trust. Check the days that you're going to be at every place. Because, you know, we did this like in Saint-Tropez. Like, oh, we wanted to go to Saint-Conseil. What day is that best? What day is Nikki Beach best? But for some reason, it wasn't that clear in the Champagne region. But then even like our concierge had recommended a nice place for lunch that day.
Yes.
And so, and they think you want like a bougie place. And it was a beautiful place.
No, it was,
yeah.
And
we
but
had a,
there were so many other places.
There was two blocks away was like Third Street Promenade, like stores and restaurants,
right.
All these fabulous places, which we did end up going to later. But it was, so another tip I would say is that when you're going to a new place to go to the town center, always go to the center of town and take a little lap, walk around, get the lay of the land.
We really didn't even need a reservation.
Right.
Anywhere.
So many
choices.
Right.
But I think when you, like Heather, like she likes to map everything out.
Yes.
So I think that if you're like that, it's a little bit harder to just sort of go with the flow.
No, but this is what I like. I like to have a plan. I can totally veer from the plan.
Yeah.
But what I worry about is because sometimes, depending on where you're going, you do need the reservation.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's always good to have a plan, but be malleable so you can switch
exactly.
it up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah. And some places, like, we didn't have a plan.
Right.
Most places we did, which I'm kind of glad about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we always need a backup. Because if we can't, at least we have
then
a
at
backup.
Least you have a reservation or something.
Right. Because some of the places we went to, there's no way if we hadn't had a reservation we could have gotten in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway. So, we went to lunch, and then they had a cathedral right there in the center of town, and it's actually taller than Notre Dame. And they also had a fire there, and the whole, like, steeple and everything had been rebuilt, and it was so beautiful. So Terry and I went in there, and we walked around a little bit, and the groin vaults and the stained glass.
Oh, my gosh.
And the everything. And if you'll remember, on our honeymoon, Terry lit a candle for his cat. Do you remember
this? Oh, my gosh, no.
Oh, yeah, in a church in Italy somewhere, he lit a candle for his cat. It was like a thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but anyway, so because we were in the Champagne region, I brought this really special scarf that's from Clicquot, as we know to call it now, not Veuve. Mm. From Clicquot that my mom had bought 40 years ago.
So beautiful.
So pretty. So she had bought one for herself and one for my grandmother. And when my grandmother passed away, she gave it to me. So I had brought it on the trip to kind of bring my grandma with me.
That's so sweet.
So I had my scarf with me. And so I lit a candle for my grandma.
Aww.
Totally cried.
Yeah.
It was just such like a nice...
beautiful
moment. And then we walked through the town center and they had this adorable like double decker carousel and this big fountain and this walking street. And it was just really, it was great. So then we went over to Veuve Clicquot, which now, as I said, we know the French call Clicquot. We had an incredible guide at Clicquot, AO, I think. He taught us so much about how champagne is made. It was unbelievable. Like how they turn the bottle by hand, how they mark them. I mean, all the history. By the way, you think, you know, when you look at Clicquot now with all the polo events and all this and how great marketing they are, Madame Clicquot was a marketing genius. When you hear the stories about what she did with this champagne and how she placed it, I mean, it's unbelievable. If you're interested at all in champagne, because a lot of people said to us that Clicquot was so commercial and, you know, just go there for the picture. But I have to say,
it was really the story behind it. Really interesting story that none of us hear.
Yeah.
Just think it's so like.
And really, the truth is, Madame Clicquot and Dom Perignon, like the grandparents of champagne.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Amazing, amazing stories. So we did a Grand Dame tasting. Mm-hmm. So we did the orange label. Mm-hmm. He went and got an orange label
that
for us,
really so we nice. Could,
which was cool because I was like, I was curious to see how they would stack up. And then the Grand Dame, which is one of my favorites. And then the black label, which you and I had when Dominic, the old chef de cave, brought it to the States for the first time. And it wasn't in, it's still not in the U.S.
Yeah.
But you guys love the black label.
Wasn't it delicious?
I did.
So good.
I liked it, but I still love the Grand Dame.
Really?
Best. Yeah, I love it. And then we went into the merch store, and I have to say, the merch store was not as nearly as good as the Polo Match merch.
Okay.
But I got like one of those arrows that says Newport Coast on it.
Oh, okay.
They put Newport Coast on it for me, and Nancy and I got our own matching scarves.
Really?
Not like your grandma's.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't have
those. Okay.
It's a little bit.
A little different. But the colors were beautiful. And when you open it up, they have like bubbles on it. And it's all in blues.
Yeah, it's a nice little souvenir.
Yeah. It was really, really cool. And then I bought the last magnum of the Clicquot Grand Dame that was in the store.
Oh, my goodness.
So that we would have it for our bougie
dinner.
Fabulous.
That was really special.
Dinner.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about the dinner. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The dinner was amazing. And so we checked into our rooms at Le Creer. And like I was saying, I was afraid it was going to be like an old lady room. Oh, they redid all the rooms. And it was spectacular.
Oh, my goodness.
Gorgeous. And the service, like we checked in and I rang downstairs and I said, could someone steam my dress for me? I said, I'm sorry for the late notice, but we just checked in. They said, oh, no problem. Literally 2 minutes later, they bring it up. 7 minutes later, they bring it back.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
It was awesome.
Unbelievable. And then, so the Bellows and Terry all went to take a nap. And I went down to the front desk because I was just like confirming our dinner reservation and they wanted to see where we were sitting and, you know, because it was still kind of warm and where are we going to go and whatever. Mm-hmm. And as I was standing there, the concierge says to me, hey, the gentleman from Ruin Art just called and said you guys can come.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
6:30. And I go, and we've been drinking now. I mean, like you can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And I go, right now? And he's like, yes. I'm like, can we go tomorrow? And they're like, well,
no, but
maybe we could try, but I don't think so. If it would have to be at 9 in the morning. It was like something crazy like that. And I was like, well, what do I do? So I'm texting Nancy. I'm like, well, what do you think? She's like, we're out. She's like, but you should go. And then I thought to myself, huh, what do I do? Do I like go? Because I'm exhausted.
Right.
And we were drinking, but there's Ruin Art there. And so what did I do? I guess you're going to have to stay tuned to find out. Not that exciting, a cliffhanger.
No, I think it's fine.
Cliffhanger.
Cliff.
Uh-oh, I need more alcohol.
Okay.
And then stay tuned, everyone. I'm going to tell you about what happened in Champagne, what we saw, what we did, how we laughed. And then we finished in Paris, which I have to say was 4.5 of the best days of my life.
Really?
Laughed, sang, danced, ate, drank with our best friends, and couldn't have been more fabulous. And I cannot wait to give you the details. So stay tuned. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.